Unit 4. Rules and Regulations. The captain awoke in the morning and called for his coach to take him to his ship. Today, he would begin a long expedition. Expedition. Into uncharted waters in the hopes of finding treasure with his crew. When he arrived at the marina, most of his men were still unconscious. Unconscious. From the previous night's activities, apparently there had been a very wild party. Time and time again, the captain had warned his crew that he would not tolerate tardiness or inadequate working practices. By sleeping in, they were violating the rules and would need to be punished. Still, he needed to shower and prepare himself first. He applied cosmetics. Cosmetics to his face to appear younger. After all, he was getting much older. After comparing himself to a picture of the famous explorer Cortez, who he idolized, he made his way back out onto the docks to awaken his crew. To get them all conscious, in a hurry, the captain ordered his servants to throw ice-cold water on the men. Each of them yelped up in shock and pain and were disoriented as they stumbled from their sleep. Though the marina sat in shade that morning, it was still very hot and the crewmen appeared very uncomfortable in the day's heat. The captain ordered his first mate to get an approximate number of people who had violated his rules by staying up and partying the night before. The first mate was uneducated, and just counting off the number of people appeared more like a complicated arithmetic equation rather than a simple counting process. Once he reported 12 crewmen, the captain dismissed the first mate and ordered him to get the ship ready for launch. As punishment for violating the rules, the captain ordered the men to compulsory kitchen duty over the next 3 weeks. In the kitchen, they would wash the dishes and deposit all waste products into the proper receptacles while at sea. Though it was a bad duty to have, the crewmen were relieved that they were still enabled to go with the ship on the journey. The captain told them to leave as he surveyed the bay that stretched out in front of his ship. At dusk that evening, he and his ship would set off on a great adventure.